Good morning, Greenville. And Maddie,
Happy New Year.
Hey, it's 2017.
Woo!
All right. Happy New Year, everyone.
So we're joined here once again with our good friend, Patricia Whitener from Clemson Extension.
Happy New Year.
We have Shelby, our conservation assistant with us, who has been working on Legacy City Farm, which is a project we're going to talk about a little bit this morning.
That sounds really cool. I'm interested in hearing about that.
So, Shelby, first of all, to set the stage a little bit, the Soil and Water Conservation District got a grant from the National Association of Conservation Districts to set up an urban farm. The initiative is to help increase technical assistance and capacity for urban agriculture conservation projects. So 42 districts around the country got these grants, and we were one of them.
Wow.
And so with our grant, we're setting up what we're calling the Legacy City Farm. So Shelby, your whole internship thus far has been involved in working with our farmer, Jason Schmidt, on this. So tell us about it. Give us a little history on what's been going on.
So, yeah. Right now, I mean, we're hoping that this spring we'll be planting. And we were very fortunate to have Chartwells, which is the food provider for Legacy Charter School, immediately get on board. And they've agreed once we get GAP certified, which stands for Good Agricultural Practices, mainly focuses on food safety. They've agreed that as soon as we do that, they're going to purchase from us. So students at Legacy will, you know, be eating food with essentially zero food miles, and hopefully that they're involved with as well.
And that's fantastic, especially because if I'm not mistaken, Legacy is right in downtown Greenville, like the old Parker High School area.
Yeah, it's kind of like the City View area, Woodside. It's great. And the whole project's, like we've talked about in past shows, is really in line with Legacy Charter School's culture of, you know, being outdoors, you know, kind of doing things differently.
And they're a fairly new charter school, I think, to the Greenville area, too. So they're only about 3 or 4 years old. They're taking over these old, formerly brownfield sites.
Yeah.
And so you're actually turning it, this grant then is turning this area into a working farm where these kids are going to be able to grow and eat their own food?
Yeah, yeah. Right now it's a patch of kudzu.
Yeah, so it's cool to see the transformation.
Yeah, and so, you know, it's been fun to be a part of the project because you're seeing, you know, Jason had zero business experience going into this, doing it. So I've been able to kind of monitor what it's like to have an idea and actually go through all the motions to make it reality. And it's been nice to work with the community because we realize how many organizations are actually in line with what we're trying to do. For example, we've just formed a relationship with Goodwill's Youth Build program, which is actually right around the corner from the farm, and they're actually helping students who are working towards their GED to develop trade skills like construction, carpentry, and they're going to help us build some of the things that we're going to need on the farm, you know, like a farm stand, maybe our signage, and that's a really great relationship to forge.
That's really amazing, and I think that's one of the testaments to a quality project like this Legacy City Farms, because you are now making those connections within the community and seeing how many people it can impact in how many different ways.
And it's really cool. I think a lot of different organizations in our community are essentially working toward the same goal. And it's really nice to see the synergy. I'm not duplicating efforts, but reinforcing each other and supporting each other instead of competing.
You know, that's one of the hallmarks of Greenville. That's what makes our community so special, is that we do have these big city resources, but that small town sort of communal ethic.
Yeah, you know, and I was just thinking about that earlier. You know, I'm relatively new to Greenville, and, you know, working with Soil and Water, I've been able to meet so many people, and I'm finally getting to the point where I hear a name and I'm like, I know that person, I know that organization, and I know what they do in the community. And I definitely don't think I would have been able to learn this so quickly and learn the way that everyone works together elsewhere.
Yeah, it's a tight community.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier about Jason not having a business background, but I know he's an educator. He was an educator for several years in the Greenville area, and this was sort of a dream of his. But tell me about you. So what do you bring to the project? What is your background?
Well, I have a master's in sustainability, luckily I've helped out on a couple organic farms, one in England, and then I've also helped Chris down at Bioway Farm in Ware Shoals. And I just have a genuine interest in sustainable agriculture. And I was also a teacher for 3 years. So I think, you know, my desire to learn more about urban agriculture, coupled with my history in teaching, I think I'm, you know, that's kind of where I'm coming at.
Yeah, it sounds like you're perfect for this project.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's great. She's been a good intern.
Why, thank you.
assistant, conservation assistant. So you mentioned GAP certification earlier. This is something that I had heard of it before this project, but what goes into GAP certification? I guess this is the stepping stone between being the farmer and being able to actually sell to industries like schools.
Right. And that's where we're kind of unique as well, is that we're going to be selling to an institution. So, you know, food safety is coming first. And really what GAP certification means is that our farm is equipped to where people can, you know, regularly wash their hands, the produce is being handled correctly. And that's what it's really about. And a lot of like Lowe's, the new food store, they require GAP certification. You're seeing more and more grocery stores and, you know, shops, restaurants asking, hey, can we want to make sure this food is safe when it arrives to us and that hasn't been contaminated?
Right. In fact, the laws are coming down. They're brand new and they're going to be enacted in the next year. The Food Safety and Modernization Act is really sort of the impetus for all of the GAP certification.
Yeah. And so it's kind of a relief to be going through the GAP certification because it's really preparing us for that so that when that comes around, we hopefully won't have much to do. We'll already be ready for it.
Yeah, that's great. Safe food is good food.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so in the meantime, you know, like that, we're really hoping that by August we'll have that so that we can join the new school year and be, you know, selling directly to the students. So until then, we're kind of just getting it ready. We're almost done with our environmental assessment. You know, the property actually runs along some train tracks. So we're a little bit worried, you know, about contamination, what we might need to clean up. But as soon as that comes through, I mean, we're going to be breaking ground. We're ready. We have some great relationships with people who are going to come and help us make the land ready to farm.
And this is going to be located in very close proximity of Legacy Charter.
Yeah, it's less than half a mile away from the school itself. And we're very fortunate because the school is actually allowing us to use one of their buildings for production. So we're going to be able to, you know, store less than a quarter of a mile. And we have some great neighbors who are looking right onto the site. There's a woman named Pat Tarrant who she actually was born and raised in the house that looks right onto the property. And her dad used to farm the land.
Oh, wow.
And she's incredibly excited about the project. And, you know,
so that's talk about coming full circle for that land use history. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, she's completely behind it. And she's kind of rallying her family and her friends in the neighborhood to get behind it as well.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys have gotten really good support from the neighbors and from the local businesses in the area.
Yeah.
And you guys have gone door to door and talked to a lot of people.
Yeah, we've teamed up with Bon Secours and we've walked, you know, all of the area that's near the farm. Everyone who lives there knows, and they've seen our faces and they're aware that, you know, we're going to come and we're hoping to include as many people in the community as possible.
You know, that is so essential to community buy-in. And there's so many times where I've seen some of the best intentions and the best ideas come into a community and then just kind of forget that good old fashioned neighborly going door to door and saying, hey, folks, we're new to the neighborhood and this is what we're thinking of doing. And how do you feel about that? You know, there's something to be said for truly engaging a community if it's a community project.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. The community is the key. We'll be right back here on Saturday Splash. You're listening to 94.5 WGTK The Answer. The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need fun. That's what I want. 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 Your love gives me such a thrill, but your love.